Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Breaking news happening right now. White smoke has come out of the Vatican, which signals that we have a new pope elected.
I'm glad you didn't say anything about Snoop Dogg at this time. But anyway,
we pulled Heather in to talk with us about this breaking news. It is kind of interesting to see all the flags of the people who have traveled to Vatican City for this moment to see who the new pope will be.
Yeah, this is really exciting because he will be the leader of the largest, you know, Christian nation, basically. And when you see white smoke, we have a new pope. And if I'm counting correctly, they voted early this morning, which would have been a second vote. And then we had two black smokes, and then now we have white. So it only took three votes to get our new pope. So
here's my question. We're seeing the smoke still come out. When do we actually get to see the new pope?
I'm guessing that we will probably see him today. What he does is he gets a name. He picks his name. Paperwork is signed and all that stuff, and then he will be presented at the Vatican in front of the public.
So we're watching live right now on TV. Everybody's out there cheering. It's not going to be a moment where we're going to see doors open right now and he's going to walk out.
Probably not for a little bit. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that how it happens? He'll just walk out? Like, there's no big grand, like...
Well, grandeur, yes, but only because the large crowd that assembles in Vatican City will be there to... You know, they're excited.
Right.
So he's not going to walk out there and, you know, fireworks are going to go off. And
it's not like a Taylor Swift concert where he's going to, like, come up from under the stage.
Exactly.
And pop up.
And just so you know, I am the resident Catholic of the K-Frog group, so we're not poking fun. This is all knowledgeable stuff.
That's why we pulled you in, because we were Googling it. We're like, we're going to sound like we don't know what we're talking
about.
You
know what? I Googled, who is the new pope? And an ABC drama came up from 2020 called The New Pope, and I was like, this can't be it.
Jake Gyllenhaal is the new pope?
No, I'm just glad it's not Ryan Seacrest.
Well, no, he'll be doing the announcement later.
I'm sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.